Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Cameron Thomas. Cameron is a starting defensive lineman for the San Diego State Aztecs and is one of the top returning players in the country. Cameron, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I want to start here with thinking about your first year at the helm. Was one of the top players in the entire country for your position. Really broke out early on. Kind of, what were your expectations, and did you see yourself playing that much this past season?
I didn't really know what to expect. I went off of spring ball, still questioning if I was even going to start. And at that time, I played defensive end. Come first day of fall camp, they had me starting nose tackle, and I didn't really know what to think of it. I know I definitely didn't have the weight for it, but I was like, I was doing what I can do best. And now finishing fall camp, still starting. Luckily, I was part of a really good Rocky Long Aztec defense. Had a really good leadership through several of the seniors and made my job really easy. But if I was to expect to play this year at the beginning of the year, I knew I'd be in rotation, but I had no idea if I was even going to be starting.
And Cameron, in terms of next season, what have you been working on specifically during the offseason to get you ready for the season ahead?
Obviously, it's lifting with the team and stuff like that. But I was mainly, for me, I'm really focusing on my keys. Just kind of going back to techniques, trying to sharpen those things up a little bit. Just kind of still working on the basics. Luckily, we're able to start spring practice. And I feel like I returned, but basically returned where I thought I was going to be, just probably below where I was last year. I was trying to figure a few things out. And then right as that happened, we got shut down. So
with yourself, Cameron, thinking about last season, for those who don't know, what role exactly did you play on the San Diego State defense?
Played an aggressive, fill the gap nose guard that really expanded off basically just my effort was my biggest part of my game for sure, and that's why I believe maybe succeed a little more than I should have is based off my effort.
And Cameron, in terms of numbers, 5.5 sacks, very impressive numbers, especially as a freshman getting playing time. For next season, do you have any numbers? What are your goals in terms of sacks for next season?
I'm trying to double the sack ratio. I'm trying to go 10 plus this year. That's my goal. And then whatever I could do to stop the run obviously helps. If I was to say I'd have a single goal, it would probably be to double my sack digit.
And then with yourself redshirting, how do you think that helped your development to where you are today?
As I said earlier, I didn't have the weight to exactly play nose guard. I came into San Diego State roughly around 225 pounds. They were not satisfied with that at all. So throughout my redshirt year, just really my biggest deal was gaining weight. Luckily, I was able to get up to about 260, which is where I played out last season. And I think that really helped with it. And then just being on the scout team, just kind of toughening myself up, kind of getting ready to play, definitely helped.
And Cameron, your redshirt freshman year, you made an appearance on the special teams. How important is it for players not only to contribute, whether it's defensive line, cornerback, but also to be able to contribute on the special teams?
Well, I got on the special teams, like you said, at the very end of the year. And that took away, I think, a lot of the shivers and kind of butterflies in my stomach at the beginning of the year, knowing that I had just a little bit of time on the field. And same thing with other players, just getting the little experience off the field. It all helps. It all helps.
And then we saw the success production statistic wise, but that's not everything that goes into it. So early on in your career, do you have a memory where, whether it be a play in practice, a game, where you're like, all right, these aren't high school players anymore, this is legit D1 football?
Yeah, no, I mean, you show up there. I mean, you see linemen that are 6'7", 320 pounds. I mean, you're not used to that coming out of high school. That was definitely an eye opener for me. that was probably the biggest thing I remember, is just how much bigger everything was, how much faster everything was. That definitely something I recall.
And Cameron, let's go back to those high school football days. Can you talk a little bit about your high school career, and also about what introduced you to NRL at San Diego State?
So I'll start with the decision making. My brother, luckily stayed close to home, went to San Diego State. And I went several times for my junior year, my senior year, going up and visiting him. I got a pretty good feel for the campus, everything, starting to get a little bit of feel for the coaches. And then just staying in San Diego, I live 40 minutes north from campus. And I know what to expect. The weather here, everything's great like that. So it was a pretty easy decision for me, having my brother down there and familiar campus all like that. For high school, though, I didn't really believe myself, see myself much as a college player until my brother started getting recruited. And after seeing him getting recruited, I mean, that's where I really opened my eyes and realized I could have a shot at this. And I tried everything in my will to, follow his footsteps, maybe something better. But I'm really happy with how it all ended up.
Cameron, how did your brother, you talked about it a little bit, how did he help you transition from high school to college and just overall getting acclimated, being that he had experienced it before?
Well, it was really nice having him because he told me what to expect. I mean, he told me, especially when I got in there, it's not going to be easy. He told me to expect the worst. And I definitely went in there with a mindset. I mean, it's going to be pretty hard. And I think just kind of knowing that, it actually made things a lot easier because I expected the worst. And things weren't as bad as they turned out. So he definitely took a big role on that. And then especially in high school, he was making sure I was on the right pace and everything, make sure I wouldn't slip up or anything.
And Cameron, a very important aspect of the game of football is understanding and being able to break down the film. I obviously going into sophomore year, but how do you hope to see your film studying habits progress as college goes on?
Just looking at the little things. For me, being a nose guard, I look at little things like at the center, watching like if it snaps well with the step, athletic, I look at the little things like his offhand, that the hand that's not on the ball, how he's working with that. I look at the small things like that, and then obviously this is the big picture of like if you look at guards, looking to see if they have light hands for pulling, just the little stuff like that, little breakdowns like that.
For yourself, Cameron, obviously we see the talent there. You're one of many very talented players on the San Diego State football team. Is there another freshman or sophomore, though, that has really stood out to you? Hasn't gotten that media attention yet, but should be on draft radars pretty soon?
That's something I have to think on. I know Carson Baker. He's a redshirt freshman quarterback. He started for us against BYU. I think he has a lot of potential coming up in these years. He showed it in that one game he played. I think he could be something special one day.
And Cameron, in your opinion, what traits make for a great defensive lineman?
Great effort. Great effort of the ball. You'll never, ever doubt your effort. I'd say definitely effort is the number one key to being a great defensive lineman.
As a defensive lineman, it's such an important aspect of things. When I know we've talked about film a lot there, but just overall going up against some top offensive linemen, who would you say was the best? Was there a collective group that was the best that you faced?
I thought UNLV has a very well-coached offensive line along with Wyoming.
And Cameron, what is a typical game day like for you? And what is it like playing at your home stadium?
For me, I'm a real head down, keep my head down player, try just to keep focused. I wouldn't say I'm the loudest player. Playing at SDCCU Stadium is awesome. I mean, a historic stadium, Chargers used to play in it. I used to go there and watch the Chargers when I was younger. So that's super cool. I remember the first time getting on the field, I was amazed just thinking that all the amazing players and stuff that used to come through here, along with the fan base. We have a pretty strong fan base for sure.
Being at San Diego State, you have the unique opportunity played under Brady Hoke or playing under Brady Hoke. What's it like having a coach like him?
Absolutely awesome. I love the man. Definitely knows what he's talking about. Doesn't mind throwing out a few jokes while he's coaching as well. But he has a certain way of doing things, and he doesn't slip up at all from it. I think he's couldn't ask for a better coach.
And Cameron, whether it's saying that first tackle, first sack, can be a very special moment for college football players. What was that feeling like for you when you got your first sack?
I remember my first sack. It was against New Mexico State. I was a one shade, and I went across center space. I almost missed it, actually. I barely got him down, but I didn't show as much as excitement, but I was ecstatic in my head, knowing I got that first sack.
And with that comes the idea of favorite parts about college. Do you have a favorite memory from this past season besides the sack, whether it be a game or game-saving tackle? Do you have a favorite other memory?
Well, I'd say my favorite memory is probably winning the gas can from Fresno State. We had a lot of fun that game. I remember that game in particular, probably.
And Cameron, one of the most important off-the-field aspects of football is brotherhood and having a strong relationship with your other players. Is there an activity that you like to do when you're not playing football with your teammates?
Usually, and this is more of a thing in high school, but I use a spearfish just off the coast here. That's something I was actually thinking about possibly getting back into. It's a high risk there, being the pretty dangerous thing to do. But probably, I don't know, connected to my friends through Xbox. I don't get out of the room too much.
Cameron, academics, such an important part about college. What are you hoping to study throughout your collegiate career at San Diego State?
So currently I am declared as a social science major with the hopes to be a firefighter outside of football. If I can't make it to the next level, I feel like I still have a ton of energy. So I feel like I'd like to do something hands-on, like being a firefighter. That is my main intention.
In the Cameron, hypothetical question, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I like J.J. Watt. Like I said, I'm a huge effort player. He is as well. I'd probably say J.J. Watt. He's a great mentor, great player. He's a great person.
Definitely a great choice. And then for yourself, what would you want people to know about who they're getting in Cameron Thomas in the locker room and off the field?
Son, I'll never quit on you. I'll ride all the way to the end.
And Cameron, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
Get it done in the classroom. And if you got to gain weight, start doing it now.
That was Cameron Thomas with the San Diego State Aztecs. We really appreciate your time and best of luck next season.
Yeah, thank you.